Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to my WordPress help desk for June 13th. My name is Ken Freeman, and here's what I have for you. In the news, I'll be talking about Amazon Stream and WooCommerce updates. In our WordPress focus, I want to tackle what I call irresponsible WordPress developers who build great-looking sites but make fatal mistakes when it comes to hosting, optimization, security, images, and the like. On page 3, I'll be answering your real questions. So on our podcast today, remember that we are sponsored by WP-SiteMakers.com and PRCSolutions.com for nonprofit orgs. And like always, our high-speed WordPress specialty host, Hosting-Master.com. I invite you to contact each of our sponsors. Let them know that you heard about us on Blog Talk Radio. Now remember to participate in a question to be reviewed on this podcast. Send an email to support at mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. That's support at mywphelpdesk.com or text 903-926-2607. Let's move to page 1. In the news, what do you think of Amazon Stream's new Pinterest-like layout? It appears that Amazon has been working on a new shopping experience based on pinboards. Yes, the stream tempts you with an endless list of products of men, women, and the home in an easy-to-browse format. Products are shown, are all sponsored, and said to be updated daily, only listing their prices. You do have an option to save the items to your wish list, but they stay separate from your standard Amazon wish list. That's really all there is to it at this point. Amazon doesn't seem to have the shared additional info via a press release as it usually does. The company doesn't yet mention Stream in its sponsored ad placement options. Is it worth checking out? Well, at present, Stream doesn't have much more than clothing, home and furnishing, or household utilities. You can only filter by men or women, and the products don't even display the ratings or seller information. If you're used to Amazon's traditional desktop shopping experience, you might find the Stream to be lacking in most departments. However, it could make sense on smaller devices. Shoppers might enjoy quickly scrolling through hundreds of items before scrolling through Stream's daily offerings on their phones and tablets, and the minimalist interface is great for browsing on the couch. I personally think it's a bit late to the party ploy to try to catch up with Pinterest and Instagram, 500 pics, etc. Amazon should have done this, at least 3 years ago, and like all Amazon is up to, it seems like they're falling and falling and falling behind. Well, WordPress is introducing a new powerful analytics within a new tool called Insights. You need to watch for this. The main new feature is the ability to tell what times and days your website is most popular, from 9 a.m. on Tuesdays and so forth. One neat tool for independent publishers is posting activity visualization, a sort of infographic calendar describing the days you post most frequently. The deeper the blue, the more often you've posted. Meanwhile, your old stats such as comments, followers, tags, categories, and publicized have been moved to the new Insight page. Although many services provide these sort of analytics, it's nice to see that WordPress is actually adding it by default. It could remove the need for any additional plugin, at least. Also, over in WooCommerce news, WordPress obviously has purchased WooCommerce, and so we've realized that in the past few years, WooCommerce really distinguished itself in its field. Just like WordPress as a whole, it developed a robust community around its software, and its products meet the needs of hundreds of thousands of people around the world. WooCommerce is also a team after Automattic's own distributed heart. WooCommerce is created and supported by 55 people in 16 countries. Add this to Automattic's 325 people in 37 countries, and that is a combined 380-person company across 42 countries. I guess you could say the sun never sets, and I know that if you worked with Automattic, you probably couldn't wait to meet all those new colleagues. Well, just like WordPress, the vast majority of WooCommerce work is also open source and 100% GPL. And just like WordPress, you'll find WooCommerce meetups popping up everywhere from Los Angeles to London, and it's global and community-focused work together to make the user's experience the best it can be. Now, the stats are certainly impressive. The WooCommerce plugin has 7.5 million downloads and a million plus active installs, and built with survey of e-commerce platforms show Woo passing up Magento in the top 1 million with about triple the number of total websites. Even a conservative estimate that WooCommerce powers 650,000 storefronts means they are enabling a huge number of independent sellers, and they've added a tremendous amount to the WordPress ecosystem alongside everyone else working in this area. WordPress currently powers about 23% of the web, and they're working their way toward 51%. WooCommerce joining Automattic is a big step, opening WordPress to an entirely new audience. From one, I can't wait to see how much they can build together. Well, that just about wraps up our WordPress news for the day. Let me remind you that our main sponsor for today, Hosting-Master.com, is very interested in making sure that you know that they have now complete SSD VPSs available. That if you want more and you want to have your own VPS, put it on a VPS that is on an SSD server up on the cloud, and you will be happy. Now, before we move into page two, let me also share a couple of websites that we have just completed to let you know what kind of sites WP-SiteMakers has been busy working on. I want you to go over to emcfrontline.org. That is one site that has just been finished. It's a unique New York city-based website, and it's one that is designed as a donor site for a nonprofit there in New York City. WP-SiteMakers also just completed Gorilla-Works.com. That's Gorilla, like the monkey, Gorilla-Works is spelled with an X, so WORX.com. This is a wingsuit flight organization that provides not only the videos and the news and the updates, but they provide the latest in Phoenix Fly wingsuits and merchandise. And so you might want to go over and visit gorilla-works.com to see what we're talking about there. Then for lastharvest.org, we did a complete remake of this nonprofit website to give them the ability to showcase all four of their main missions through a one-page version of a responsive Parallax-based website. Take a look at it. The download speed on this site is about 2.5 seconds. We see that it is rocking and rolling, and we wanted you to see this at lastharvest.org. And by the way, if you like what you see on lastharvest.org or EMC Frontline or GorillaWorks.com, and you say, Ken, I need a site that would be engaging like that, I need a website that will rock and roll, then give us a call today. Talk to WP-SiteMakers at 214-703-0505. That's 214-703-0505. Well, let's move into page two. I want to talk about the impotence and amateur ways I see WordPress designers using WordPress. Why? Because among the millions of WordPress sites out there, for everyone that is done right, you can bet there are at least 100 that are failing to be the best they can be. So today I want to talk about the ways web designers building WordPress sites fail. First, they fail because they use stock, bland, lifeless themes because the client didn't want anything really flashy, but also they probably didn't want to pay for a commercial theme. But when we use those stock, bland themes, it doesn't represent any creativity. And that's a problem. Secondly, they fail to use images that are legitimate. So they choose images from Google Images rather than using legitimate sources like Getty Images, iStock Photo, or only selecting images that are, you know, public stock. Third, they fail when they allow a customer to write all the copy instead of leading the customer into sizzling copy that sells. Fourth, they fail when they set up their website with a server mail rather than business apps from Google. And fifth, they fail when they host their WordPress site on standard shared host. And sixth, they fail when they use large images but do not properly optimize. So let's break these down and look at each one individually. I said for the first that they fail when they use stock, bland, lifeless themes because the client didn't want anything flashy or because they didn't want to pay for a commercial theme. Imagine running a business site on a free stock theme that comes with every WordPress install. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry will use that same theme, which suggests that the design shop is not very creative. When you look at those free stock themes, not one comes with a child theme. So any customizations that you make may be lost in the next update. Most of these themes are not responsive. A WordPress designer worth his salt will always dig out of the client their preferences about a site, show them examples to accomplish their goals, and let them pick the best way for their business. But when doing so, every theme that I select as a professional WordPress designer is I provide a child theme-based, 100% responsive theme. That way, whatever they pick is going to be workable to meet their goal. In the second item, I said they fail when they choose their images from Google Images rather than legitimate sources like Getty Images or iStock Photo. Now, I'm sure that most of us are guilty of using Google Images because of the very nature of how we do searches for anything today. Everything is found through Google. So why not use those images? Well, in one word, it's called copyright. Almost every image on Google's images are copyrighted, except for a few that are public domain. Thus, you need to contact the copyright holder to get permission to use that image or pay a license or give proper attribution to the copyright holder. You can't just grab it for grabbing's sake. The other thing is you could use a plugin like WP Images, that's a commercial plugin, and it allows you to go out and grab all of the public domain images and bring them into your WordPress so that you can quickly find an appropriate image that is public domain. Another, of course, is to have your client go to iStock Photo and acquire about $50 worth of photos that are unique to their business story and key pages. And this gives you the licensed, royalty-free images that you need to use to build their site to protect them from copyright infringement. And this saves you time, it saves you a lot of effort, and it can save your client untold damages if they are sued for copyright infringement. For the third reason I said they fail was that they allow the customer to write all the copy instead of leading the customer into sizzling copy that sells. Your copy has to sell. Whether you're a business, a service, a nonprofit, a cause, you are selling your business or your cause. I have seen most web clients historically always turning out to be the worst author. They know about their business, but they rarely ever know about their story or their hook, and they certainly don't know how to copyright. I find that by leading the client into copywriting, providing for them sizzling copy, copy that is SEO-ready written copy, keyword-enriched copy, does a better job of selling the product or the service or the cause than what they would have written. Another thing is in this day of spell check, as you write, there is no reason any WordPress should be filled with typos. So we need to understand that when we do this, when we're writing copy, we can't let the client just write all the copy. Now, the fourth reason was that they fail when they set up their site from server mail rather than business apps for Google. Why? Server mail fails. Server mail always is plagued with spam, Server mail is always linked at the hip to bandwidth usage and CPC usage. Either that gets overworked could diminish your server mail. Server mail bloats your server with stored mail. Server mail brings all the spam and viruses right into your web server. Server mail is easily hacked and used for mass spam mail, which can cause your website to be treated as an unsafe site to visit. And so I submit to you that when it's just $5 a month, it would be far better to go over to Google Business Apps and get Gmail branded to your own domain. You'll get access to iDrive, Google Voice, Google Local, Google Hangouts, Calendar, image and video storage, and their spam management and portability of their data is exactly what you would expect. The nice thing is that it's running on Google's mammoth servers, and it's putting them at risk of a virus that gets planted in email rather than your server. The other is, in the case of your site being hacked, having your mail on Gmail Me, you never lose your customer contact when the site goes down. The fifth reason I said they fail is that they host their WordPress on standard shared host. There are so many problems with shared hosting. Shared hosting on regular servers means you're one of several hundred or all the way up to 50,000 sites per server. As a result, everyone is sharing the same bandwidth, CPC usage, and your IP. And all it takes is one bad apple in all of your neighbors to, one, diminish your site performance, two, put your site at risk of being hacked, and three, put your email at risk of being blocked as a spammer. And for WordPress sites running on standard servers means you're living with slower delivery speeds. For example, when we were on a regular server, Last Harvest Fellowship clocked a 12-second download speed. When we put it on an SSD server, it sped up to 4.5 seconds. And when we added global gzip compression and Google PageSpeed, we reduced the speed to 2.57. Occasionally, I find someone hosting their WordPress on a Microsoft server, which, in my estimation, is stupid if you ask me, but risky for WordPress. A responsible WordPress designer knows where those best WordPress hosts are and checks them out before they recommend them. A responsible WordPress developer uses gmetrics and tools.pingdom and DNS neighbors to know about your neighbors to ensure that your website is timing out correctly and rocking and rolling the way it should. There is no sense in the world for a WordPress designer to place a WordPress on GoDaddy or HostGator or Bluehost or any of the other big boy hosts. Even if they say they offer WordPress hosting, read the fine print. You're hosting on regular servers with SSD backup. And then finally, I said the sixth main way that sites fail is they don't optimize their big images. I see a number of developers using Divi and other drag and drop type full width themes only to have them come back to bite them because they did not optimize the images. It's one thing to size the image correctly, but working with themes that do full screen parallax stuff, the background CSS may want an image 980 by 460 and then blow it up for the big screen or down for the mobile. And if you build your image at 1800 wide by 460 or something, it doesn't know how to do that, and so it makes it too slow. Sadly, using that type of thing, and we have served so many sites that we realize what we have to do now to make those images correct. Many don't use WP Retina when it comes to large images on every page, but by using WP Retina, it goes ahead and creates the large and the small to make it right for tablets, for smartphones, and for large screens. Many set the big image at 300 dpi, thinking that it would be better resolution. But did you know on the web you really don't need a dpi setting? In fact, you can set your dpi to zero, and you're not going to lose anything on the web. Further, in Photoshop or Orc Acorn or other image, GIMP or something like that, you can optimize images, but by taking a PNG to JPEG, you save hundreds of megabytes. By optimizing that JPEG to about 25%, you can retain good quality, but drop the size significantly. But now, if you were to take those same Photoshop-enhanced images through Smushit or other image optimizers, watch your images shrink even more while keeping your site good-looking. The result we are striving for is speed. And I see many Divi sites downloading in 5 to 7 seconds range because their images are just simply too large. 6 key reasons why WordPress designers fail, but remember, you can get a good designer that will do the job right the first time simply by calling WPSiteMakers.com at 214-703-0505. And if you are a designer hosting on a junk server, let Hosting-Master put you on your own SSD, VPS, or shared account where you will have a minimum of neighbors and a maximum of CPU and WordPress processing speed and heavily reduced page download times. Now call your WordPress hosting group at 214-703-0505. Remember, there's no excuse to fail when you build a good WordPress site. Now this is the end of my WordPress focus. Let's turn to my favorite part, the WordPress Q&A. Okay, remember, to ask a question for a review on this podcast, send an email to support at mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. And our first question is about backing up a WordPress website. Can anyone recommend a quick one-click option or plugin that will create a full backup of WordPress? If needed, I want to be able to restore the site to its original state very easily and quickly. I have been using Duplicator, but for some reason the hosting company I use doesn't support all the aspects of this plugin. Well, one practical way that I can recommend is not to look to a plugin, even though there are many that are out there. There's Backup Buddy, Duplicator, many others, but they don't necessarily always allow instant cPanel restoration. So the best way is to do a full backup inside of your cPanel. And there's a place there to do a complete backup. That means everything, your database, your files, everything. And this way, your entire site is in a backup that can be one-click restored to any cPanel. It also means you can move your site to another place real easy by taking that backup file and using it to load it to a new server. In our second question, Ginger asks about a plugin for selling MP3s. She says, I'm trying to find an easy plugin for a client that allows him to sell single music files or MP3s and an album that is 97 megabytes in file. Any suggestions? Well, I think there's two that come to mind. Number one would be go over to https://wordpress.org/plugin/sell-downloads and look at the various things that are there. Another one is called Easy Digital Downloads. You may have to search for that in Google and find the provider, but it's called Easy Digital Downloads. Now, in our third question, Jack is asking about how to implement hooks and, you know, to be able to change the order status or remove it completely from WooCommerce. Well, what you need to do is go over to docs.woothemes.com/document/unhook-remove-wordpress-emails, and you should be able to implement the hooks you need while changing the order status or completely remove it when you are complete. And again, that's docs.woothemes.com/document/unhook-remove-woocommerce-emails. And now in our fourth question, Chrissy asks, I set up a WordPress website last week and immediately had people start subscribing, and I saw good traffic before we even advertised its presence. I installed a favorite plugin, Visitor Maps, which logs visits in great detail from which country, their IP address, last landing page, number of visits, etc. Next, I installed Google Analytics Dashboard at the recommended of another webmaster, the Jetpack plugin. And she's just asking, does anyone have experience with any of these? Which is more accurate, and how can you tell, and why is there such a big difference? Well, as you look at this, it really, any type of statistics that you're using depends on what you're interested in measuring and your interpretation of what that may be. Google Analytics runs a piece of JavaScript on your website, and the stuff that's internal to a WordPress is going to measure hits to the web server. Most likely, your plugin is going to be measuring things like web crawlers, spammers, etc. And it's probably very inflated as opposed to what you would see on Google Analytics. And it's important to know exactly what each of these tools are measuring and how. But for any of my clients, I always say just go over and use your Google Analytics to be the way you track and look at stats. Now, in our question, Google is penalizing slower sites, and I typed in my index pages URL into Google Webmaster Tools Page Speed Tester and received info regarding a render blocking JavaScript and CSS in my above the fold content. Can this be deleted without messing up my page layout? Eliminate render blocking JavaScript and CSS in the above fold content. Well, your page does have 2 blocking script resources and 5 blocking CSS resources that cause the delay in rendering your page. None of the above-the-fold content on your page could be rendered without waiting for the following resources to load. Try to defer or asynchronously load blocking resources or inline the critical portions of those resources directly in the HTML. Now, you can remove render blocking JavaScript by going over here to gtmetrics.com and test your site and get links to the problematic resources. It's true that Google is penalizing slow and static, non-responsive websites. Thus, if you need help, visit today's sponsor over at wp-sitemakers.com or hosting-master.com. Remember, our special sponsor for this week is prc-solutions.com. That is our new nonprofit website design firm for nonprofits. If you know of a nonprofit needing a site makeover or a new site, give them a try. You might look at a couple of the sites they have done recently, including lastharvest.org, emcfrontline.org, lastharvestfellowship.com, afterabortiontraining.com, afterabortiontraining.com/men, and myhealingchoice.com/men, and you can look at unbornultrasound.org. You can learn about all of their systems on their new site, and this is a great new site that we've just done. And then another nonprofit site we did was for familylifeservices.com up in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And then we, of course, worked with lofriends.org to build them a great donor site. Then, of course, our final site isn't a nonprofit, but one that we have worked on through WP Site Makers was Ice Cream on the Go. Ice Cream on the Go is a brand new site for a friend of mine who is a dealer that takes his ice cream vending machine and goes to fairs all over the Midwest. And he needed a site that was more engaging, more promotional for his work. And we did that, and that site went up in less than one day. So my point is, if you need a good-looking website, if you need something that really wows your customers, give us a call and let us help you. You can contact us at wp-sitemakers.com for the commercial sites. You can contact us at prc-solutions for the nonprofit site. If you are needing a website to be done, then call us. By the way, our new site that we've just finished is needasitemakeover.com. And needasitemakeover.com is all about providing you with site makeovers. So if you have an old, dead, static website that needs help, give us a call and let us help you on needasitemakeover.com. All have been using a new Parallax theme, and all are running very, very quickly when they use this theme on our SSD server. So if you need high-speed serving for your WordPress, come on over to hosting-master.com. Now, I do hope you've enjoyed today's podcast on my WordPress help desk. Tell a friend about us, share us on your social media, subscribe here before you go, and catch all of our archives over at mywphelpdesk.com/podcast. Until next Saturday morning at 9 Central Time, keep using WordPress, and together we will create some amazing websites. Thanks for listening to mywordpresshelpdesk.com. You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk
with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Health.